flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all know my motto. I want everybody to win. I want to win. I want you to win. I want you to win. I want her to win. I want everybody to reach their best level and their next level of success. And, you know, for so long, especially for women, because of the gatekeepers and because of the limitations that were placed, the roadblocks that were up, they would only let one in. There's only one Katie Couric, can't be another one. There's only one Oprah, can't be another one. And so oftentimes women, we looked at each other as if we were competition. Because if she's got it, then that means that I can't have it. Or if I have it, I'm not going to be able to help her because, you know, she might take my spot. Look, her spot is not your spot. Her spot is her spot. Your spot is your spot. And so we have to understand and know that as women, especially women in business, we have to work together and come together to support one another, knowing that if one of us succeeds, then all of us are successful. Right. And so I was so excited to find out that Women Winning is having their annual luncheon on Monday. And I am surely going to be there. It is from 9 to noon. It is the 42nd annual luncheon. It's at the Renaissance Depot in downtown Minneapolis. And I am so excited to have Nevada Little Wolf joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk about the mission of Women Winning and coming together. And oh my God, the procession of women that are going to be there. This is an amazing event for all of us to participate in, because when women win, we all win. Nevada, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
Now, this is the 42nd annual luncheon. I was there last year. Girl, did I host it? Did I host it last year? I think I might have hosted this thing last year. The year before that. One of them. I think I did.
You hosted it the year that Roe fell. It was probably just a few days after Roe fell and you were there hosting.
I did. I remember that. And one of the things that I remember more than anything is the procession of our elected women leaders coming down, girl, that aisle. You know, it was Carrie DC. It was Melissa Hortman. It was Claire. It was Amy. It was Tina. It was Peggy. Girl, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. I grew up in a time where there was one Barbara Jordan, you know, coming out of Texas. There was one Ann Richards coming out of Texas. But, you know, here's this line of amazing female elected leaders. And, you know, that goes back to what I was talking about earlier is, you know, when women come together, there's nothing that we cannot do. I just need to know who thought that was a good idea, because that was a great idea.
Yeah, well, Women Winning has been doing this work in Minnesota since 1982, so over 40 years. And we are working to elect pro-choice women to all levels of office, public office in Minnesota. So that is local office, state office, federal office, and tribal office. Because of this long-standing history of working to elect pro-choice women, that is how we arrive at having the wonderful procession that we see every year at the annual luncheon. And this year is no different. We will see over 100 candidates and elected officials walking in that procession on Monday morning.
And Women Winning is so specific in the work that you do to help women. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that mission of how you bring women together to support one another.
Yeah, I think that right now, especially, you know, as I mentioned in talking about your time with us at the luncheon, coming in, you know, 3-4 days after the Dobbs decision and the rollback of our reproductive rights in the country, the rights and the protections that we had under the Supreme Court decision of Roe versus Wade. I think that in the last 3 years, we have really seen extremist attacks on our reproductive rights and our ability as women and birthing people to make decisions about reproduction and our own health care. We have been really fortunate, again, I think really largely due to the work of Women Winning in Minnesota, to have those protections and those rights retained. And that's because of our amazing candidates that we have, both at the local level and the state level. Right now, it is the first time in the history of Minnesota that we have a pro-choice trifecta, which means we have a pro-choice House, a pro-choice Senate, and a pro-choice governor's office. And of course, this year, all of the seats for the state House of Representatives are on the ballot. And it's vitally important to us to continue to elect women and to continue to elect folks who are going to be protecting those reproductive rights for all birthing people.
And, you know, for those folks who cannot get to the event on Monday, how can they support the work that you're doing?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, womenwinning.org, and make a donation. You could sign up to volunteer. You can sign up for our website. You can follow us on our social media channels for look for us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and just, you know, in general, if you see any events coming up in the future, show up, come out, spend some time with us. We'd be happy to connect you with our endorsed candidates so that you can work on campaigns and really help change the face of power in Minnesota and make sure that we are electing women to public office.
Well, it is good to see, and people are looking at Minnesota as a model across the country when they look at our women leaders and, you know, how we have made gains and changes in the legislature, the way we have come together across parties to do amazing things in this state, including maintaining women's liberty with regard to their own bodies and their reproductive health. So I just can't thank you enough for the work that you are doing and how you support the women legislators, because leadership is lonely. And to have an organization like this supporting these elected women leaders means so much to them. The pride on their faces as they walk through and were applauded and were appreciated and were validated and were celebrated is not something that our women leaders get. And you give that to them in a very public and grand space. And I get chills just thinking about what it looked like when I saw it for the first time. And I can't even imagine what they felt like receiving it. So thank you so much for celebrating our leaders.
Shaletta. Yeah, Shaletta, thank you. I mean, I think that's absolutely right. And, you know, if you haven't gotten your ticket to the luncheon, there's still time. We have a few seats left before we sell out. In addition to seeing the amazing procession, we also have U.S. Senator LaFonza Butler, who will be our featured speaker. She is coming in from, she's from California, and she's the former president of Emily's List and also the former president of California SEIU. We also have, this is just breaking news, we have Amanda Zarosky from Texas, who's going to really talk about her own experiences in Texas after the abortion ban that took place there. Very compelling story, really important for folks to understand what it means for people to have the right to have children, but also make that decision not to have children. And for birthing people who have children to raise their children in safe and healthy environments. And those are the things that Women Winning really works for. Those are our values. We're really proud to do this work, and we're really excited about the event on Monday. So I'm going to see you there, Shaletta, and I hope I see others as well.
Yes, thank you so much for this work, for celebrating our leaders, for protecting our women, for being on the front line. I just appreciate that, and for you being on this show.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.